The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Songbirds fitted with tiny electronic backpacks have provided their downloadable whereabouts over the course of a migration, realizing that the feathery aviators can book three times faster than expected. Ornithologists tracked 14 wood thrushes and 20 purple martins from their breeding grounds in Pennsylvania to their wintering grounds in Central and South America. When they retrieved the devices, the researchers found that the birds flew more than 500 kilometers a day during their northern migration. For example, one purple martin flew from Brazil to its breeding colony in the spring in just 13 days. The songbirds have more incentive in the spring to hurry back to North America, where they compete for the best real estate for snagging the highest quality mates. In fact, the birds took lengthier rest stops during their fall journeys to wintering grounds. But scientists keep miniaturizing these geolocators so that the mini backpacks today are much smaller than a dime and detect light, allowing researchers to estimate a bird's map coordinates by recording sunrise and sunset times.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.